Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. Know that I'm in good hands.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The first flight carrying migrants to Guantanamo Bay has taken off from El Paso, Texas. It will bring slightly less than a dozen migrants to a max security lockup used to hold Al-Qaeda detainees. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said previously that those facilities would be used to house, quote, the worst of the worst. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says El Salvador's president has offered to house American deportees and even incarcerated American citizens in his country's prisons.
Obviously, we'll have to study it on our end. There are obviously legalities involved. We have a constitution. We have all sorts of things, but it's a very generous offer.
Both Tulsi Gabbard's nomination for Director of National Intelligence and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination for Secretary of Health and Human Services have been moved forward by Senate committees for a floor vote. President Trump's additional 10% tariff on products from China took effect overnight, and China fired back, slapping tariffs on U.S. imports, including coal and crude oil. This is ABC News. A new lawsuit following the death of a young Wisconsin man who died from an asthma attack after the price of his inhaler skyrocketed.
22-year-old Cole Schmitnick treated his asthma with an Advair inhaler, costing $66 a month. But last year, his family says Walgreens told him the inhaler was no longer covered by his insurance and would cost $539. Unable to afford it, Cole left the store without it.
He made $19 an hour. He worked full-time. He had his own insurance. However, he couldn't afford $539.19.
5 days later, Cole's family says he suffered a severe asthma attack, later dying at the hospital.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Teenagers are spending an average of 1.5 hours on their phones in school on a daily basis. And according to a new study published in JAMA Pediatrics, 25% of students logging on for more than 2 hours. The study says those students are mostly social media and messaging apps. Dave Packer.
Larson, Collision, and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Partly to mostly cloudy and brisk tonight, a low of 8 with light northeasterly winds. Wednesday, 31, a wintry mix later in the day, and Wednesday evening, a low of 24. Clouds giving way to scattered sunshine Thursday and 35. A high of 25 Friday, and Saturday, 29 with snow most of the day, 2 or 3 inches expected.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
100.9 WRCO.
Sweet Virginia Steiner. A lot like this old town. It's kind of small and out of the way, but worth it once you settle down. Get your cold drink and your warm smile, and get out of the heat a while. Stop him to say hey, and end up spending all day. You can't get these parts, don't you know the days pass like a dewdrops running down the tea glass, like a family turning slowly around.
Sunday church crowd. Life goes by in a lower gear. You can't get in a hurry. There's been talk for years now about bringing through four lane, but every time we vote it down and say I appreciate it just the same. But a main street and a dirt road take you anywhere you wanna go at a nice easy pace, just like we were raised. No, you can't get in a hurry here, no, 'cause the best things in life are worth waiting on. Like a cane pole bobber on a still pond, like a first rain falling on a fresh planted field, knowing all it will give, and giving thanks for it every year. You can't get in a hurry. Around these parts, don't you know the days pass like a dewdrops running down the tea glass, like a fan blade turning slowly around above a Sunday church crowd. Life goes by in a lower gear. You can't get in a
for ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Thank you. Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Be home. my bed. Sun's going down, sky's turning red, stars coming out. Baby, look at you now. God knows how long, but it's been a while since I heard you laugh and I seen that smile. Felt that kiss and I could get used to this. Baby, I could get used to this. Cause you could be a blackbird on a country street, hiding from the world with a broken wing. But you better believe you're gonna fly with me. Ooh. You could be a songbird from New Orleans, scared of the rain, just scared to sing. But you better believe you're gonna fly with me. Ooh. You're gonna fly. You're gonna fly.
Saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554. Extension 2109 or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there.
We salute the innovative farmers who embrace new technologies and sustainable practices to improve efficiency and protect the environment. Their forward-thinking approach ensures that agriculture remains viable and prosperous for future generations. This support of agriculture is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag, an independent, full-service, small-town ag business, ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, providing auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
your strength when you ain't feeling strong. Close your eyes and don't forget to breathe and just follow my lead. And we can pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. Hold you to go on. Let down your hair, baby. Kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance with you. Only wanna dance.
The heart cracked, double down dreamer. The homesick for grass that's greener and a slice of mama's peach pie. To the flat broke, couch cushion, gas money. The worker bee that ain't getting no honey. Missing someone all the while running, gunning for the brighter lights. Here's to the breakups that didn't break us. And a good friend we ain't seen in a while. And a slow dance left in these boots. And a chance at putting down new roots. Here's to the breakups that didn't break us. The breakdown wrong turn that takes you to a little dive bar in Dahlonega. Hear a song from a band that saves you. Man, it's a hidden rock bottom. Smoke them if you got them. Nothing's going.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs. 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As Elon Musk's Doge Squad halts operations at USAID, they've also now gained access in the Education Department and the Treasury Department. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are introducing legislation that would bar meddling in Treasury.
Have they even done a little research? Have they heard the other side? Or are they just in such rush to cut anything they can so that they can keep tax breaks and give deeper tax breaks to the wealthiest of Americans?
A group of FBI agents who assisted in January 6 criminal investigations filed suit today in an effort to block the Justice Department from assembling lists of agents for potential disciplinary actions or firings. The first flight carrying migrants to Guantanamo Bay will arrive today. They've been held in prisons that have held Al-Qaeda terrorists is where they're going to go. And all 67 bodies recovered from the Potomac River after the deadly midair collision have been recovered. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's area high school basketball tonight. Games include Riverdale at Iowa Grant in girls basketball and Boscobel at Cuba City. Also tonight, Kickapoo is hosting Ithaca, DeSoto at Lafarge, Seneca at Waseca Steuben. Riverdale plays at Kickapoo this afternoon and early evening, and Westby will be at Richland Center. It's a special night for Coach Brian Poles' Hornets.
We're actually having both our parents' night and our senior night tonight, so it'll be a chance to recognize the parents and then recognize this group of seniors. It's been a great group, special group. I don't want to wish the next month away. We have a full month with them here, but always nice to be in front of a home crowd. They can be recognized in front of everybody, and hopefully we can put on a good performance on their night.
Westby at Richland Center boys basketball is our next featured game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. On WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7, and on the Civic Media app, it's Badger men's basketball as the Badgers host Indiana. The Golden Eagles of Marquette play at St. John's. And a spokesman for the Milwaukee Bucks says the franchise considered but did not submit a bid for a WNBA team. The deadline was January 30th. Team ownership had indicated interest in bringing a women's professional team to Milwaukee as recently as October. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Your forecast tonight calling for temperatures to cool down to around 15 for a low and light winds, mostly cloudy. Wednesday, overcast, scattered light snow in the afternoon, highs of 33, southwest winds 10 to 15. Wednesday night, lows of 25 with a light wintry mix likely. And Thursday, clouds clearing with highs in the mid-30s. It is a cloudy 14 degrees, no precipitation, the barometer down to 30.46, and northwest winds at 2. Again, it's 14 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hoping. nights full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason. Roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world. Not a lot to lean on. I need.
Thank you. me here.
Rascal Flatts, here. From the Lost and Found Department, lost today, just recently, last seen at Morris Valley Road, a pair of dogs, two labs, one yellow and one brown, both male. The yellow one was wearing a green collar. If you happen to find these dogs, call 602-828-2776. Right now, it's time for the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Utter Brothers, combining a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. Before she was finished reading the terse telegram, Amy's eyes were flooded with tears. It was news of what had happened to her estranged husband, Charles. There was a fancy name for the illness that had taken his life, but Amy knew the plain language of it. Charlie Cloyd drank himself to death. At once, in Amy's mind, echoed his last words. Charlie had said, "If you leave me, I'll be a dead man in 6 months." And that was 6 months ago, almost precisely. And then, burning through the ice of those prophetic words, came her memory of a happy autumn, 3.5 years past, of the day Amy and Charlie met. Amy's father, the school board president in Belton, Missouri, had recently hired handsome young Charlie Cloyd. The new teacher had not only been a captain in the Army, but also a full-fledged medical doctor. His brilliant brain had long since absorbed several languages in which he remained conversant. Amy had never met anyone quite like him before. Charlie Cloyd, who was new in town, became a boarder in the household of Amy's parents, George and Mary Moore. It was through this opportunity to observe him on a daily basis that Amy's father learned the shocking truth. His new teacher, while charming and intelligent, was an alcoholic. Dr. Cloyd was skilled at concealing it, and yet it was a fact nonetheless, a fact learned too late to save George Moore's daughter, who by then had fallen helplessly in love with him. The Moores fought back, forbidding Amy to be in the same room, any room, with Dr. Cloyd, unchaperoned, and soon Amy and Charlie had devised an elaborate and surreptitious method of communication. They made plans to marry. Amy's parents now realized it was futile to resist, and so with 4 days before Amy's 21st birthday, she became at once Mrs. Charles Cloyd and the most miserable woman in the world. In fact, Charlie showed up for the ceremony drunk. Despite Amy's anguish and his own promises to reform, he pretty much stayed drunk for the rest of his life. Amy tried to rescue her husband, often bundling herself in a shawl, setting out in the darkness to retrieve him from some lair, but she was never able to. Along the way, Charlie Cloyd managed to father a child that he was never to see. By the time little Charlene was born, Amy had returned home to her parents in Belton. You have revisited the day she got the telegram saying that Charlie was dead. But the whole world remembers what came of her grief. For once upon a time, there was a daring temperance crusader who urged social reform with a prayer and a hatchet, who in the company of a few hymn-singing supporters swept like an avenging angel from town to town, preaching to drunkards and destroying the places where they drank. And as the aggressive temperance movement she founded gained momentum, those caught in the wake of its fury wondered what on earth could have made this woman so upset. Well, now you know, because you remember hatchet-wielding Carrie Amelia Moore Cloyd. By her second married name, Carrie Nation. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
WRCO Radio will now conduct a test of the emergency alert system. Please note, this is only a test of the emergency alert system from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it! Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Are you looking to stock up on quality meats and deli favorites? The Richland Locker has you covered. Right now, whole boneless pork loins are just $2 a pound, and boneless pork chops are only $3 a pound. From the deli, enjoy Usinger's hard salami for just $8.99 a pound, and sliced Colby Jack cheese, only $4.98 a pound. Don't miss these fresh, delicious deals at the Richland Locker, your trusted source for quality meats and deli items.
Ha! Weekday mornings at 7:20. It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup
with Hank and Phil.
Funny, witty,
and they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right, I'm in raw.
Listen up, area contractors or handymen. All American Do It Center can help build your business. We have the tools and materials for the job, plus our rental center is here with equipment you may need from start to finish. Our delivery service can deliver to your job site's doorstep or rooftop, so you don't have to stop working. From deals on clearance items to continuing education and in-house charge accounts, we have you covered. Let our team at All American Do It Center help build your success. Visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You were the only mist is rising. Sea to shine and shore. Tempers compromising. Civility and more. So come some more of a brand new day. You can make a difference. See things another way. A mist is rising. Seeing those in need.
With a mist is rising. Well, the news coming up here is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where we're at 13 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As Elon Musk's Doge Squad halts operations at USAID, they've also now gained access in the Education Department and the Treasury Department. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are introducing legislation that would bar meddling in Treasury.
Have they even done a little research? Have they heard the other side? Or are they just in such rush to cut anything they can so that they can keep tax breaks and give deeper tax breaks to the wealthiest of Americans?
A group of FBI agents who assisted in January 6th criminal investigations filed suit today in an effort to block the Justice Department from assembling lists of agents for potential disciplinary actions or firings. The first flight carrying migrants to Guantanamo Bay will arrive today. They've been held in prisons that have held Al-Qaeda terrorists is where they're going to go. And all 67 bodies recovered from the Potomac River after the deadly midair collision have been recovered. This is ABC News. It may have been the most surprising trade in NBA history over the weekend when the Dallas Mavericks gave up their superstar and traded